Welcome to my monthly podcast series titled Becoming a Sage. My name is Jan Fried, but you can call me Dr. Jan. I'm passionate about helping people get from where they are to where they want to be, particularly in the second half of life. I also say that I'm out to retire the word retirement. We are not retiring, but moving on to something else. And I believe it takes time and intentional thought to successfully move on to what's next in life. Today, I've selected to interview Chris Monroe. Chris enjoyed a wonderful career collaborating with newspaper publishers on ways to reach audiences in new and different ways, sharing the dynamics of an ever-changing industry with the uninitiated and protecting the public's right to know from government intrusion. Chris served as the executive director of the Iowa Newspaper Association from 2009 to 2016, which represents 300 Iowa newspapers and is comprised of three corporations, and she served in several capacities prior to that. Both Chris and her husband, Bill, recently left full-time careers to travel and spend time together. I wanted to interview Chris about some of the creative decisions they made, why they made them, and really her thoughts on her recent retirement. Welcome to the series, Chris.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, great. Well, we're going to get this conversation rolling, and I've just got a few questions because, as I said, you know, I found what you and Bill did, you know, intriguing, and so I want to kind of explore that. So how do you view retirement, and what does it mean to you to retire?
Well, Jan, I liked what you said about moving on to something new, and that is really I think what the second half of life or retirement, whatever you want to call it, really encompasses. And so for us, it's not retiring. It's not stopping. It's moving on to a different stage of life. And I really think that it is a stage of life when you, at least for us, it's a time when you can choose how to spend your time. Not that you didn't choose your career or you didn't choose, you know, the profession or the job or the location that you chose to work in. But oftentimes, I think our choices are driven by the circumstances or by what we know, where we live, the people we know. That's what draws us into our careers, the locations in which we live, and those kinds of things. So I think in the second half of life, we have more freedom to make more deliberate choices and choose where it is that we want to live, how we want to spend our time, whom we want to spend that time with. Uh-huh. So I think it really comes down to choices.
So one of the reasons why I wanted to interview you, Chris, is both you and Bill, you made some interesting creative kind of choices the year after both of you left your careers. And so why don't you explain, you know, what did you do? Where did you go? And what did you learn from the experience?
Sure. Let me start by saying that oftentimes people asked us why in the world we were retiring north to Minnesota. And as we sit here in June enjoying the 85 degree beautiful weather, that's why we did it. However, it is very cold in Minnesota in the winter. And so we knew from the beginning that we wanted to take some of our time in the colder months and do some traveling, mostly around the United States, to really get an opportunity to see this country and the areas that we haven't been. We did a lot of traveling, both of us, while we were working and with the kids. But it's different now when we have time, both to make deliberate choices about where we choose to go and also to spend more time in those places so that we aren't just hitting the highlights or we aren't cooped up in a meeting room for a business function or something of that nature. So this past year, this past winter, we explored Austin, Texas, and Memphis, Tennessee. We certainly had some other trips along the way. We spent a little bit of time in San Antonio. We spent a little bit of time in Florida and in Atlanta, Georgia. But most of our time was spent, in terms of any extended periods, in Memphis, Tennessee, and Austin, Texas. And if you've been to those places, you know that there's good music in both. And that was kind of what sparked us to go to those two places this first time out. Bill is an avid music fan, and I am as well. Mm-hmm. And so, the beauty of doing it is just having the ability to really get involved, not involved in the community in the sense of ways that you do when you live somewhere, but involved in the sense of not just skimming the surface, not mm-hmm. just seeing that the tourists see, but being able to go to some of the local dives or going to see some things that would never surface on your tourist list of things to do.
Now, were you in a motorhome? Were you in hotels? Where did you stay?
You should know me better than that.
Well, no, I'm probing for my audience here. Yes.
I understand. We stayed at Airbnbs, which was a great experience. We had one bad experience, but most of the experiences were very positive. And staying in one of the advantages of staying in an Airbnb, I'll use Memphis as an example. Memphis has a beautiful historic area, the Central Garden District. And a lot of just beautiful older homes. And most of them have guest houses. And in this particular case, we stayed in one of those homes in the guest house behind the house. And so we had access to the people that lived in the house. It happened to be three guys. And they were just a wealth of information on where to go, what to see, how to get there, what to do. It was really a nice, and just sitting out on their portico and having a glass of wine with them and getting to know them and the people of Memphis was that you would not do in a normal travel situation.
Right. Exactly. So based on what you learned this year, what are your plans for next year? And you know, how might you change it based on what you've learned?
Right. Well, I mentioned we had one bad experience as far as Airbnb is concerned. I think we will still do that. In fact, I know we will because we've booked one of our places already. And I think that I've learned a little bit more about what to look for as I look at the reviews and the locations and things of that nature. So that certainly is helpful because, you know, you're going sight unseen as you are when you travel. But when you're in a hotel or something, you're a little bit more confident that what you see is what you get.
Right.
So that is certainly a learning experience, but one that I think just, you know, experience helps us do a better job the next time around. This year, we plan to travel to New Orleans for a while and spend some time again. That's an area that's actually, New Orleans is an area that we've spent a lot of time in, but really just in and out, very quick trips. And so this is an opportunity to really spend some more time there and enjoy the local culture, which there is certainly a lot in New Orleans. And then I've always wanted to go to Savannah. Uh-huh. And so another area that we plan to travel to this year and just take that in. I've not ever been there. We've been in Georgia to Atlanta, other areas close by. But there's so much history there and so much beauty that I'm looking forward to spending some time there.
That sounds great. So in all, how long were you really gone? 2 months or?
We were gone for 9 weeks.
9 weeks. Okay. All right. Well, it's a really creative way of doing things. And I think, people can learn a lot from your experience. Well, as you enter the second half of your life, you know, what's meaningful to you in terms of how people should spend their time? And, you know, what have you really, you know, you guys, both of you had high powered careers. So what have you really learned this past year about this time of life?
Well, I think it goes back to something I said earlier about your choices. And that to me is the beauty of this time in my life is the ability and the luxury, quite frankly. I know everybody doesn't have the luxury of making the kinds of choices that we've made, but being able to make really educated and passionate choices about things that we care about. So some of the things that we're doing is getting involved in some charity type things that are areas that we're passionate about, as well as doing some, I've launched a freelance writing business because I love to write. And while I wrote a lot in my career, it's different when you're writing, you know, in your career, it's just a different approach. You're doing it for different reasons.
Right.
So I think just taking the opportunity to step back. One of the things that I think I am fortunate, Bill retired several years before I did and spent several years in the Des Moines area while I was still working. And because he was well known in the community, he was certainly approached on, you know, from many different organizations to volunteer and to help out in different ways. which was great, and he did that. But the advantage that I have is I'm a transplant. I'm coming into this community. No one knows me, or at least no one knew me a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I have the opportunity to step back and make very deliberate choices, mm-hmm. Because nobody is banging down my door. Right. At least I'm getting some of that now. But so it really is a luxury to be able to step back and say, how do I want to spend my time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's excellent. Well, what do you view as the greatest challenge as people challenges as people enter this part of life?
Yeah, I think the greatest challenge is not falling into what's easy. I think we have a tendency to go where we know, mm-hmm. and that may be exactly where we need to be, but it may not be, and it may not be the place where we can be the most helpful. One of the things that I really looked forward to in this stage of my life is being able to help others in ways that I hadn't been able to during my career, because I was busy. I was busy with my career. I was busy raising my kids. I was busy with the kinds of volunteer activities that are more aligned with those things. And so I really cherish the opportunity and am enjoying the opportunity of being able to make not only more deliberate choices, but choices that align really well with my passions.
Yeah. Well, how do you think passions change as we age or as we are working on becoming a sage?
Sure. I think your passions are driven by your experiences. And I think that as we age, we gain wisdom that influences how we choose to spend our time. We have different experiences that make us passionate about one thing or another because we've had a family member afflicted by a specific disease, or we've had, whatever it is. We have a particular passion for something that is driven by the experiences that we've had and the wisdom that we've gained as we've gone through our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I've just been fascinated with how you and Bill have embraced this time and have been very intentional about your decision. So what else have you learned that as we come to a close here, what else have you learned that you really think our listeners could benefit from your experiences?
Yeah, well, I think planning well is perhaps a good lesson to people younger as they approach, as they're in their early stages of their careers, because I think not everybody has the opportunities to do the kinds of things that we have done and the choices that we have made, and it certainly would, I certainly would like to see more people have that opportunity, and so planning is critical to that, mm-hmm. being able to invest your time wisely in your career and of course your financial state, be wise in those decisions as well, so that you can have the opportunity. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you retire and you don't do any. It doesn't even mean that you don't do anything for money. You may absolutely be choosing. Like I said, I launched a freelance writing business. I certainly hope to make some money doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's like my leadership development business. So I know exactly. So, but just having, maybe going a different direction and having the freedom to do that. Yeah.
It's dependent at this stage of our lives, but it does mean that we have to have planned well and made enough of the right decisions that we have the ability to be able to make those choices.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you again. I talk about we want the rest of life to be the best of life. So thank you for participating in this, Chris, and I look forward to talking to you more in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jan. I appreciate it, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.